Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you all to our first quarter financial year 2022-23 earnings webinar. As a reminder, all the participants will be in a listen-only mode. After we are through with the presentation, there will be an opportunity for you to ask your questions. I now hand over to Ms. Inna Abraham, Head Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Inna.
Thank you, Aditya. A very good evening to everyone. On behalf of HT Media Group, I welcome you all to our earnings webinar to discuss the financial results of the first quarter of financial year 2022-23. Joining me on the call today are Mr. Piyush Gupta, Group CFO, Mr. Anoop Sharma, CFO of Hindustan Media Ventures Limited, Mr. Parvez Bajan, Group Controller, and members of our investor relations team. The financial results of Hindustan Media Ventures Limited was declared yesterday and of HT Media Limited released today. We will be taking you through the highlights of the same. Kindly note that our remarks will track with the presentation on this Zoom webinar. This presentation, along with the financial statements, are available on stock exchanges and the investor relations section of our website. Starting with the presentation. This slide captures the disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements, which is on your screens right now. As per practice, we do not provide specific revenue or earnings guidance, but certain statements during the course of this presentation may be forward-looking statements. This will be subject to risk and uncertainties, and so kindly keep this in mind as we go along just in the webinar. Moving on to slide three. This slide gives a chairperson's comments on the performance of the company for the quarter, and I quote, "The first quarter of financial year 2022-23 began on a positive note with a strong performance in the previous fiscal year, with overall business performance and the larger economic and business environment seeing considerable improvement, especially in the latter half of the fiscal. But it also began amidst indications of headwinds in terms of escalating material input costs owing to geopolitical tensions and protracted global conflicts. Upfront business saw significant pricing pressure as material prices continued to remain at elevated levels, even as a rise in general inflation impacted the overall cost of doing business. Advertising revenue across print and radio and circulation revenues remained healthy. In the near term, we expect market sentiment and growth to remain a bit subdued, but are hopeful of a resurgence in the mid to long term. Despite external macro headwinds, we remain committed to our journalism and to serving all our customers and stakeholders." We now move on to the agenda for today, which is on slide number four. We will begin with a performance update with comments on our consolidated financials for the first quarter. This will be followed by detailed remarks on our print, radio, and digital business. We will open for Q&A session after the presentation concludes. I would now like to hand over the call to our Group CFO, Mr. Piyush Gupta. Over
thank
to you,
Piyush. Thank you, Anna. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Q1 FY23 investors call. We're going to be quickly taking you through the results. As you can see on your screen, the first quarter results on the total revenue, it's a substantial increase, as you can see, of 53% at 432 crores as against 281 crores last year. EBITDA came out at a negative 18 crores, as my colleague and I had highlighted. I think the big points there are the input costs, and we will be speaking a bit about it. The margin came at a negative 4%, and PAT, as a consequence, came to a negative 42 crores with a margin at negative 10%. Net cash balance, however, remains strong at 936 crores. However, there's a dip versus a year ago. That's primarily because some investments which have gone behind working capital, which will be unwound as the newsprint price stabilizes and we go through the year. Let's move on. Coming now to the business unit performance. For our print business, our ad revenue came at 240 crores, circulation revenue at 60 crores, which is about a 20% increase from same period last year of 50 crores. Consequently, the operating revenue at 348 crores. Operating EBITDA came at 2 crores with a 1% margin. Some of the key highlights which are given in the bottom of the chart. Improvement in ad revenues is basically led by uptick in volumes and improvement in yields. Circulation revenue growth led by increase in print order and realization per copy for both English and Hindi, and significant year-on-year improvement despite higher newsprint prices. Moving on. If you just look at our English business on ad revenue, on a YOY basis, 127 crores as against 69 crores ad revenue. If you look at sequentially, it came at a 4% decline from 132 crores, it came down to 127 crores. If you look at circulation revenue, it's a 73% up to 12 crores versus 7 crores, and which is a 3% on a quarterly basis as well. The highlights are, basically, if you look at on a YOY basis, categories such as real estate, retail, auto, education, and FMCG grew, while categories like e-commerce remained a bit subdued. Circulation revenue rose on the back of buildup of copies and better realization per copy that we witnessed during the quarter. On our Hindi ad revenues, you can see there's a substantial jump of 80% coming to 113 crores and a 3% decline versus a quarter ago. On circulation revenues, also a very healthy 11% jump coming to 48 crores, which is a 7% jump even on a sequential basis. Some of the key highlights are the ad revenue improvement is led by both volume and yield, as I said earlier. And on a YOY basis, categories such as education, retail, FMCG, health and fitness, auto and real estate grew. Circulation revenue grew due to better realization per copy and higher copies in circulation. A quick look at our radio business with revenue at 33 crores, operating EBITDA at 2 crores. We got a positive EBITDA margin as against a negative 16 crores last year. Just to remind, I mean, the first quarter last year was the COVID infested second wave quarter. So obviously, it was a pretty depressed scenario. So the base is definitely soft here. But however, it's a substantial growth on the top line that we recorded. Significant improvement in revenues for the quarter were driven both by volumes and rates. And operating EBITDA for the quarter is showing a substantial improvement versus previous year. And this is the third consecutive quarter for operating profit. And lastly, on our digital business sitting within the HT Media Group, our revenues came to 39 crores as against 29 crores earlier, growth of 33%. Even on a quarter-to-quarter basis, it's a growth of 16%. Operating EBITDA came nearly a break-even, 1 crore, marginal profit with a margin at about 3%. And this growth in digital business continues secularly. With that, we come to the end of the webinar. We will now open it up for the Q&A.
Thank you, Piyush. We will now begin the Q&A session. You can click on the raise hand option, which will enable the moderator to unmute you for posing your query. Please introduce yourself before posing your query and kindly restrict to a maximum of 2 questions per participant so that we may be able to address questions from all participants. We will wait for a few moments while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sandeep Jain. Please unmute yourself and ask your question. Sandeep, please unmute yourself and ask your question. We will move on to the next participant. The question is from the line of Mehul Pathak. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hi, Piyushana.
Hi, Mehul. Mehul, can you hear us?
Mehul, please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Loud and clear. How are you doing, Mehul?
I'm doing well. Thank you. My question is with respect to Digi content. Digi content, there were some disconcerting comments in the notes to accounts, raising questions about its viability as a going concern. Now, when I look at Digi content, the employee expense has gone up by 26%. Other expenses have gone up by 41%. Overall expenses in Digi content has gone up by close to 20 crores. Debt on the books has gone up from 68 crores last quarter to currently 105 crores. So when you look at all this, it is, does not look like there is any concern on the company, not continuing as a concern itself. So the dots are not connecting overall. Can you throw some light on what is happening? Because if the company is bankrupt and going bust, then expenses have to be curtailed. You don't increase salary and you don't increase other expenses and invest in the business as if it is going to be long term. So I'm unable to understand.
Yeah,
Mehul,
this is Anna here. Am I audible?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, so the comment has been put in the standalone accounts of DE Content Limited, and it is a function of what the accounting standards and the audit process requires the professionals to do in terms of assessment and reporting. There is a substantial loan which is there in the books of DD Content Limited, which is due for repayment in the current financial year. And given that repayment is due basis the standalone balance sheet, the auditors have felt a requirement to call out a certain sensitivity. Having said that, as you rightfully said, on a consolidated operation, there is a fairly robust business sitting there. And we hope to, between a combination of cash generation from the business, as well as some amount of extension of that loan, expect to kind of settle that. And it, we do not see a problem. But given what the process involved is, there was a certain note that required to be put as part of their obligations.
And Mehul, just to take that further, there is absolutely no financial strain on Digi Content's financial at all. That note is basically because that loan becomes due at the end of the calendar year, and they had to put it on a standalone financial. Digi Content, of course, has all the lines, etc., available. So financially, it's not a constraint. But however, on the business side, Digi Content is still in an investment mode. If you look at the last 2 years, Digi Content has been growing north of 20-25%. And with the new product offerings, which are basically being incubated there, we believe that Digi Content will continue growing. So there is no concern at all. However, in this call, typically we don't touch upon Digi Content. If we require more information, we can always connect offline, and we can give the answers to your questions.
No, thanks for your answer. I'm convinced that you all are committed to growing the business. But something needs to be done in terms of financial engineering to get that loan off the book internally, or give a long lease or whatever. My suggestion.
Look, I think your suggestion is well, Mehul. We had filed to NCLT for the scheme where we required the support of the minority shareholders. I think one of the reasons was to avoid comments like this from a statutory auditor, because these kind of comments, they have to follow the auditing standards. And I understand that, but you're absolutely right. We will, if you got some ideas, we are definitely open to it. But now that we are back on the drawing board, we need to do something to avoid these kind of comments. But the situation of the business is absolutely robust, needless to say.
Thanks, Piyush. Thanks, you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder to all participants, that you may use the raise hand option on your screen if you wish to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, a gentle reminder that you may use the raise hand option on your screen if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash R. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Good afternoon, Piyush.
Hi, good afternoon, Yash.
Yeah, so my first question is with regards to the operating revenue. It seems that there is an increase in the other operating revenue at the consolidated print level, as can be seen in the investor presentation. It seems to have gone from around 20 to 23 crore to approximately 48 crore in current year, current quarter. Mm-hmm. So what would this constitute?
Hi, this is Anna here. The other operating this does have a certain portion of a forfeiture as part of our ad for equity business, which happens on a regular basis. So this has some portion of that as well.
Okay, how much would that be? I mean, in the delta?
No, I wouldn't want to give you as precise my number, but a substantial part of the change.
Yes, I mean, that's, you know, competition can get access to this information and hence we don't give those precise number, but those line items are in the ordinary course of business and they're, you know, happening at any point.
Sure, I understand that. Okay, my second question is with regards to the investment in new age digital business that can be seen in the HMVL business. So just wanted to ask if we have started incurring or earning any revenue on that.
Not
so I can
yet.
See it. Okay.
We are in incubation stage at this point. We have not started.
Not yet. Yes, it will take another couple of quarters.
Okay. And if I can just ask one more question, where are we on the copies front, the circulation for English particularly?
Yeah, for both English and Hindi, as a matter of fact, you know, in this quarter, we basically managed to bring up our copies quite handsomely. And as you also saw in the circulation revenue line, we managed to get a better realization per copy as well. So copies have definitely gone up, you know, in this quarter. Anna, you have the exact numbers?
So we are at, you know, anywhere between 75 to 80% at the pre-COVID levels from a copy point of view, depending on markets.
For both English and Hindi or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hindi is higher. Hindi never went down that much. English was the one which where the copies had substantially reduced and where we are back to 75%.
Sure. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants that you may use the raise hand option on your screen if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vishal Bagadia. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Good afternoon to all. This is Vishal Bagadia from Roha Asset Managers. So my question is regarding the raw material prices. How are we seeing the raw materials prices right now and in the near to medium term, in the next 3 to 6 months, how are we seeing them moving forward? And are we seeing, have they peaked out for us in the industry?
Yeah. Well, look, Vishal, I personally believe, and this is my view, that the raw material prices, as far as the procurement prices, are pretty much at their peak. And, you know, after flattening for a while, they should start their downward journey. But as far as, you know, the impact in the P&L, as far as the impact in the P&L is concerned, it will always happen with a lag because there's a certain level of inventory buildup, which every company does. So I believe, you know, these raw material prices, you know, in the next couple of quarters should start coming down. And definitely by quarter three, we should see the prices softening.
So how long are we holding the inventory for? If you can say the number?
Well, we don't disclose that, but we don't have very long inventory. Typically, imported inventory, because it has a lead transition time as well. So, typically we like to do for about 2 to 3 months, about a quarter. Whereas the domestic inventory is virtually on a, on a real-time basis.
Okay. So, my second question is on the radio business. This was the most impacted business on the media segment. So now, as things have started opening up and everything is being normalizing, so how are we seeing radio business growing moving forward? Are we seeing any events which we are going to hold in the near term as the festivals are coming in? So how are we seeing radio in the near term for the next couple of quarters?
Vishal, the simple answer is absolutely yes. As you've seen in the financial, I think the growth in this quarter for radio business has been pretty sharp because, as you rightly said, it was impacted the highest. In terms of having events both online and offline, we are absolutely working for it. In the last couple of quarters, we worked with the IPL quite extensively. And now, as we go forward, we are approaching the festive season and we will be working on events portfolio as well, which we always had been even prior to the pandemic. Due to the pandemic, we had to scale that back.
So, can we say that in the next quarter, we can be somewhere near to the pre-COVID numbers on the radio business?
Well, not exactly, Vishal. I think the biggest phenomenon in the radio business has been the price degradation, which has happened across. Though it came down very sharply, it's taking a while to build back. So, I think if you're talking about the revenue numbers, it is still some quarters away. Though the journey has started, and with various events and other offline properties coming into the mix, we will see the pricing going up, but it will not clearly reach a pre-pandemic level, in the next couple of quarters.
Okay. So if I could squeeze one more.
Vishal, I think the broadband on your side.
This is on the digital side of business, as we are seeing shift from the print side to digital side. But, hello, am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you now, Vishal. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, my question is on the digital front. So, sir, moving forward next 2 to 3 years, how are we seeing the proportion of digital to be for our total pie of the revenue? What would be the focus for digital moving forward in the next 2 to 3 years period?
Look, Vishal, this is a philosophical question. I have to be very honest. I mean, if you compound a certain number with a speed of 25-30%, which is digital, and a certain number with a 5 or 10%, I think the proportion will keep on increasing. Broadly, that's what I can say. Digital acceptance has grown much sharper. Our digital products, which are now there in the market, are many more. Our portfolio of digital product for whom we are trying the market fit at this point in time are many, which we are incubating. Our investments behind digital businesses, are becoming reasonably mature. And I believe that the digital space will keep on increasing secularly for quite some time. So with that mix, I think digital proportion in the overall revenue mix will keep on growing. Now, putting an exact number will be a tough thing because, print currently in terms of size is a much bigger business. But as you can see, at an industry level, it is under tremendous stress, and there's a different set of levers for print business as against digital business. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Digital will keep on growing. What proportion will it become? I think only time will tell.
Okay, sir. That would be great. Let's watch for it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants that you may use the raise hand option on your screen if you wish to ask a question. Thank you all. With this, we come to the end of the Q&A session. If you have any further queries, please reach out to the investor relations team. Our contact details are given in the investor presentation and are also mentioned on our websites. I now hand over to Piyush for closing remarks.
Thanks, Aditya. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining our Q1 FY23 call. I wish you all the very best, and I look forward to seeing you in the next quarter's call. Thank you.